Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the legendary Bruce Breslow joins us now in the private sector for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome Bruce Breslow to the program.
How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. We have known each other in many guises over the years. Me as a disc jockey in the early days and weatherman. You as a sportscaster. Then as the mayor of Sparks. Then you became the nuclear waste person in Nevada, which you learned.
What does that mean, though, when you call me that?
Well, you were the person in charge of fighting nuclear waste coming to the state.
That's better.
Which you learned in about 20 minutes, as I recall. It was a cram course. Head of Department of Business and Industry, DMV, PUC commissioner. And now you have your own company called Nevada Strategies. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Welcome
to
private enterprise.
Well, it's good to be back.
So, let's start with the past, if we can. Did you ever think that your life would be the path that it went down? Because, you know, we were kids together, working in TV and having a lot of fun and enjoying our youth. But your life took off once you got into politics in multifarious ways.
It's not something I ever dreamed of doing. It wasn't an aspiration or a goal. But there was an opportunity to make a difference. And, you know, you and I would sit back in the newsroom and say, you know, well, we think they should have done it this way. Or, you know, if we were in charge, we would do this. So it was an opportunity to try to create and change the landscape of a town, which at the time was the butt of jokes and things like that. And I think it was the right moment in time with great people. So we did created Victorian Square and the Sparks Marina, and you know, after that, Sparks was on its way, and that was great. But you know, it paid $20,000 a year. You couldn't really do that for a long time. So I was fortunate enough to be hired by Governor Gwynn and a few other governors, and it's been a wild ride and really entertaining and learning. You know, I was thrust into subjects with zero knowledge. When the governor says, I want you to go fix the DMV, your first reaction is, really? But, you know, you learn it and you look at ways to modernize it and change public opinion and get the wait times down and put kiosks in grocery stores and things like that. And all of a sudden you're having fun doing it. So each opportunity has been cram course in learning, and just great employees, good people, and you just give them a positive shove in the right direction, and off they go.
Well, the thing that's fascinating, and you brought this up, is that sportscasters and weather people are unique in newsrooms because they actually produce their own segments. The 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, whatever time it may be, they are actually responsible for all that content, whereas in the rest of the newscasts, there are many, many people who are involved in putting that together. And so we have our, you know, it's like creating your own program, but it's just a little bit shorter. So you do have the opportunity to look at different things. As a sportscaster, which I always marveled at, was A, the number of different sports that you had to know about to be able to do the job. And I was not a big sports fan, so it was amazing to me how many there really were. and all the details and all the statistics, et cetera. And it was interesting when you decided to run for mayor of Sparks, you went to every city council meeting for the city of Sparks for 2 years before you actually ran for that office. So you didn't go in as somebody, some Johnny-come-lately, as we could look at some of the candidates for office recently who lost their elections because they really didn't know what was going on. You really knew what was going on in a very intimate way from day one with the city of Sparks,
for example. Well, actually, it was closer to a year. You gave me way too much credit, but let's say a year. But I think the coolest thing is, instead of going around knocking on doors and telling people what I wanted to do, I just brought a blank tablet and asked them what they wanted, because truly the people will give you more ideas and what their needs are more than, you know, responding to you saying, oh, I want to do this or I want to do that. So I learned a lot. I found out that Sparks hadn't had a middle school in like 25 years, and you know, that became a campaign issue. We talked about the lack of police on the streets. We averaged 5 patrol people back then. So the ideas came from the citizenry, and it was fun interacting with them and trying to deliver some things. Victorian Square, as if you remember the story, was sketched on the back of a placemat at a Chinese restaurant because I couldn't afford anybody. And Pete Wilde, an architect, and I went to lunch, and he sketched as I talked, and he created, you know, right there. We said, well, we want the movie theaters and parking on both sides and a special events plaza to hold special events and things. And, you know, it's amazing how things happen. It's right moment in time.
And your point is well made. And that actually goes back to the television thing, which is that people spend, who own television stations, spend inordinate amounts of money on consultants to come in and tell them what worked in St. Louis that could work in Reno, which is absolute nonsense. Yeah. Whereas everybody working at the TV station, from the sales department to the office department to the news department, can all tell you exactly what's wrong with your programming and how to fix it, and nobody ever listens. And that always drove me crazy, which is one of the reasons we started Nevada Newsmakers, was that I could actually take control of the half an hour, and it either rose or fell on whether I was right or not. And we started this in 2002, so I guess I was right.
But you have been a gentleman. No matter who your guests are, you have been informed. You ask hard questions, but you don't attack. People open up to you. You learn more because they do open up to you. And it's been great watching your career, because, you know, how many people can say they've been in journalism as long as you have? Not many. And, you know, you and Ed Pierce, you're my heroes, so there you go.
I think that apparently means we are getting older, that's for sure. But no, but it's been fun, and it's been a privilege, and it's been an interesting road to go down. You know, my job is actually really easy. You bring on really smart people and ask them questions, listen to the answers, and try to follow up. And that's not the hardest job in the world, but it's been a great university for me.
No, but you learned the key to interviewing a long time ago, and that is, don't think ahead of time what all your questions are going to be. Listen to what they say, and then you'll pick up things to ask questions about.
You know, the funniest interview was the one where I had somebody coming in. I had prepared a whole list of questions. The guy comes in and says, I just got back from China. And my first question in the interview was, so I understand you just got back from China. What were you doing there? And that ended up being the whole interview. But I mean, that's the secret. Larry King always said that he didn't want to know even who the guests were. He just wanted them to be behind the curtain. You introduce the show, the guy walks out, and you sit down. I don't have that kind of courage. But Larry King was always one of my heroes. So let's get back to you. So when we're moving ahead here, but the Nuclear Project, you get a call from Governor Gwynn, right?
Actually, that was Governor Gibbons.
Governor Gibbons, okay.
Christmas Eve.
Right. And says he wants to take you to take over the fight against Yucca Mountain. You knew, because we talked at the time, absolutely zero at the time that he called you. But you spent how long studying this to the point where you knew everything you needed to know to be able to do the job?
You never stop studying it.
Right.
But it wasn't as hard as I thought. nuclear energy, it was a strategy. It was legal. It was policy, and it was learning about energy to the point where you get appointed by a president to a blue ribbon committee, and all of a sudden you're looking around going, what am I doing here? But, you know, you have to learn. It's sink or swim. Same thing at the DMV and in business and industry. You know, I thought I'd be working on economic development, and in a sense I was, but I didn't realize at the beginning that I'd have 15 state agencies that I was responsible for that I had to manage all at the same time. So you put on roller skates in the morning and you take them off at the end of the day and make, you know, things are great here for 4 days and then this blows up. And then you find out some guys shut off all the escalators in the Las Vegas Strip because they heard about a bullet in North Carolina and you're like, what? You know, it was a wild ride and it was so interesting and so much fun.
And basically, I think that most people would look at you and say what you ended up being was a problem solver.
Well, that's my job. It always has been my job. From making sure people didn't beat each other up in high school, that was my job. At the newsroom, trying to make sure that everything got on the air, you know, in the right time. And it's just always been that way. And I love it. And that's why Nevada Strategies, because, you know, I'd like to put what I have learned to use for people in the private sector that have trouble dealing with government. For me, it comes easy and I enjoy it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Bruce Breslow when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce Breslow. He runs a company now called Nevada Strategies, and we'll talk about more about that in just a minute. But you've just had this amazing 40-year-plus career in northern Nevada and across the state, really, with these various agencies. But I wanted to go back to the city of Sparks because I happened to go to the movies there a couple of weeks ago, and we hadn't been downtown Sparks for a while. It is unbelievable how much housing is going into downtown. This has got to be a dream come true for Anthony Marnell III, who is the owner of the Sparks Nugget, and for the movie theaters and for all the businesses that have been waiting for this dream to come true ever since I moved to Northern Nevada.
Yeah, Anthony also bought the Silver Club, right? So I'm sure something's going to happen there as well. No, it's the right moment in time. So the property values were down. The economy had not been doing well. All of a sudden, Tesla, Zulily, everybody else starts going out to Trick. That's the closest place you can live if you're working out there. And multifamily, you know, we didn't have any. We talked about that on this show a couple of years ago. You know, I had a housing summit. I was scared to death that we did not have enough places for people to live, especially, you know, the folks who work out in the factories are making $15 to $18 an hour. And, you know, in the Reno, Northern Nevada market now, it's $1,500 a month for single bedroom apartment. So getting a lot of multifamily up and going was important, and Sparks was located in the perfect spot. It's worked out. It creates foot traffic for downtown, for the shops, for the stores, for all sorts of things. So it's a win-win. And you know, if blockchain and Google and the others who bought all that land get going, there's going to be a need for a new road coming out of there and, you know, entering our community. And you know, we're on everybody's radar now, and we have to answer the call. And we need affordable housing, we need multifamily, and we can't just keep building, you know, $500,000 homes for people. We need to take care of the workers.
What do you think about the discussion that's going on right now between the people that ran TRI, Roger and Lance, and who talk about the rivers of cash that they are creating via the payrolls that people who work out at TRI are making lots of money, and they are living in other communities, and therefore they are spending that money in other communities, whether it buying housing or buying services, goods, etc., versus those who say, hey, you know, we should be getting some of that tax money. It's not fair that Story County doesn't have the housing, and this is going to be a big battle that's going to go on for a while.
Well, and then what happened is Story County didn't really want any additional housing, and there's a lot of people in a certain area of Story County that have been fighting growth. But then Lyon County said, well, wait a minute, you're getting all the riches. We're not going to approve any housing either. And that's where the new road was tying in. And, you know, their county manager did not want to approve projects. So it's all come to a head, and projects are starting. And in Story County, you know, I bet you in that Painted Rock exit, it's the cost of putting in a bridge is pretty expensive across, you know, the river. It needs a new access. But there's a bunch of land back there that blockchain has that is slated for housing. And if they don't build it there, you know, I've always thought Wadsworth, you know, work with the Native Americans out there. They have a lot of land, and it's very close. But there are opportunities and solutions outside of just the Reno Sparks area. But you know, developers are very cautious, and they will do where they can get financing and where they can go. And right now, they're putting up a ton of multifamily, so hopefully the prices will loosen up a little bit.
Okay, but go back to my original question, which is, you know, the equity between what it's costing the Reno Sparks area versus what they're benefiting in terms of, to quote Lance Gilman, the rivers of cash that are coming toward them. Should there be, in your opinion, some kind of equity status here?
To be honest with you, I look at all of Northern Nevada as one. There may be a city council at Sparks and another one in Fernley, and the good folks, wonderful people in Fallon and, you know, Dayton, et cetera. But realistically, we're one area. So if, you know, where else is there going to be 100,000 acres for industrial development? And the Normans put that money in and put in all the infrastructure, and that led to all of this. So I don't blame them for anything. I think everybody else needs to up their game, because everybody wanted jobs, and now there's jobs. We didn't have any manufacturing. We had all distribution. Now we have manufacturing. You know, it's time to everybody to find solutions, and it should be a wave that everybody can ride if they stop bickering and just get to work.
And I think Roger Norman, in his genius, was the fact that he invested the money in the infrastructure. That was the key, because you go to Apex and now they're starting with water and they're looking to bring in other services to the park. But who's going to go to an empty park that doesn't have any facilities and jump at the idea of being there? It doesn't make sense. Whereas TRI, it was all there, the fiber, the sewer, the water, et cetera. You name it.
But that was part of why the Faraday project was rushed through, even though Faraday ended up not building there. The whole thing was, it was going to bring infrastructure to Apex. And so any aspiring government area that has some land that they say, oh, this will be great, if you don't have natural gas, if you don't have sewer, if you don't have water, if you don't have, you know, electricity close and grid road access and rail access on top of that, you know, you're not going to get somebody going, oh, I want to be there. So the infrastructure is the key.
All right, let's take a break. More with Bruce Preslow. We're going to talk about his new company when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bruce Preslow. He now heads up a company called Nevada Strategies. Explain what this company is and what you're going to do with it.
Well, it's a government affairs company, and it's an opportunity to help private sector companies in their dealings with government agencies, the legislature, things like that. Economic development is important to me and has come naturally. I've learned a lot about it and I continue to learn about it, and that's really my forte. Understanding opportunity zones and new market tax credits and the state bond structure, as well as, you know, keeping relationships with, you know, all of the departments of the state of Nevada and the people in Nevada and the legislature. So if I can be of help, it's hard to navigate. It's kind of a maze. I'd like to problem solve, and I enjoy it. So that's why.
One of the things that is most exciting, and I don't think has gotten nearly enough press coverage, are these opportunity zones. Mm-hmm. There are literally trillions of dollars sitting on the sidelines in this country that could be put to use in these opportunity zones, and there are several of them located in Nevada. It looks like a gold mine waiting to explode.
There are a bunch of the designated, there's a map you can see in different parts of the state where the opportunity zones are, but it's part of the new tax act, and you can take your capital gains from one project and then put it into either a fund that'll invest in an opportunity zone or in a project in the opportunity zone. And if you leave it there for 7 years, then it reduces your tax burden. You leave it there for 10 years, you pay no, you know, so the capital gains tax goes away. It's huge. And Amazon just announced, you know, that they're going into three cities. Nashville kind of got buried in the announcement, but in Long Island, New York, that's an opportunity zone. So that area.
So these are distressed areas.
Well, theoretically, they're distressed areas, but not all of them are. That was the reason behind it, but some of the areas are more of a eclectic mix.
And so you've already got several clients lined up already. This is different for you, though, because you've spent, since getting out of the sports business, all your time working for governments of one kind or another. Is it a little scary?
Well, I had an advertising agency, I had a commercial real estate firm. I've done other things, too.
I know, but but you were working for other people then. This was not your own company. Well,
yes and no. I started working with Jim Joyce.
You and I traveled down to Vegas to see him.
Right. And really, he was the kingmaker in Nevada back then. I mean, it was before Harvey Whittemore, before Billy Vassiliadis, and really before Sig Rogich even. Learning from him a little bit and learning from all of those people that have really had their vision and their hands in it, and, you know, they make things happen, and hopefully I can help people make things happen.
I think you will. I think that should be your motto, and that's where we have to leave it for now. Come back soon.
Anytime.
We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.